hi and howdy, folks. Thanks for tuning in. It's the Colonel here, and it's time for this week's Nothing But The Blues. Nothing But The Blues comes out of the studios of 4ZZZ in Brisbane. You can hear it on community radio stations all over Australia, thanks to the Community Radio Network. And you can click onto the 4ZZZ website and catch up with the program, several editions of the program, in fact, anytime you want to. The easy way is just Google 4ZZZ Nothing But The Blues. That'll find me. All right. One of my very favourite rock and roll rhythm and blues pioneers, Mr. Fats Domino, passed away. And so much of this week's edition of Nothing But The Blues will be devoted to a tipping of the lid to Mr. Antoine Fats Domino. So we will let him have a word or two.
Well, I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm able to rock and roll all night. I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm able to rock and roll all night. Come on, pretty baby, we're gonna rock, we're gonna roll till the broad daylight. Because I'm ready, and I'm able, I'm willing and I'm able, so you better come and go with me.
And so we kick off with one of Fats' many great hits, I'm Ready. I was just thinking that there must be something about piano players, because we've got Fats only just gone at the age of 89. Little Richard is still around, and so is Jerry Lee Lewis. So they seem to outlast the guitar players. Although, you know, the experts tell us that sitting down is the new smoking, but obviously doesn't apply in the music world. But yes, Fats Domino is gone. He hasn't been actively performing for at least a decade, but he's certainly one of the longest lasting pioneers of rock and roll, who's continued working for a long, long time, and also had a recording and charting career that lasted a fair bit longer than many of his contemporaries. He never really admitted to being a rock and roll artist. He said that he always just played the same old New Orleans rhythm and blues that he started out with in the 1940s. Much of the music you will hear on this week's Nothing But The Blues comes from an album that was released almost exactly 10 years ago. So for some of you, it may have missed you, so I'm going to reacquaint you with it. It was released in 2007 by the Tipitina Foundation. And, of course, that was 2 years after Hurricane Katrina decimated New Orleans and certainly knocked about the Lower Ninth Ward, which was Fats' neighbourhood. And, in fact, his house and his office were completely decimated by Katrina, and his family had to move out. There was a big fundraiser was organised with lots of big name artists contributing, and this was to raise money for the general New Orleans community, including Fats and his family. An album resulted in 2007 with lots of people contributing versions of Fats Domino's many hits. There were people that you won't hear on this week's program, like Neil Young and who else? Willie Nelson. I mention those two in particular because their contributions are particularly awful. Neil Young in particular contributes one of the worst examples of harmonica playing ever recorded. So I won't share those with you. But there are many great performances which I will share. And in fact, I'm going to kick off with a cover of I'm Walkin' by another gentleman who has recently left us, unfortunately, and that is Tom Petty with his band The Heartbreakers.
I'm walking. Help myself. I'm happy to my baby boy. You ain't nothing but a bundle of joy. Only you can feel me like you do. Bend your legs and pigeon toe. You know why I love you, goodness knows. Thank you. You know I love you, honey child. I'm happy to be my baby boy. You ain't nothing but a bundle of joy. Only you can feel me like you do. Bend your legs and pigeon toes. You know I love you, goodness knows.
Well, that's Lucinda Williams with Honey Child. And those two songs pretty clearly represent the two different approaches on the two CD set that I'm featuring on this week's Nothing But the Blues. It was released as Goin' Home, a tribute to Fats Domino. And it was released 10 years ago, 2007, by the Tipitina's Foundation. The collection pretty neatly divides into those artists who produced homage recordings where they tried to get as pretty close to the sound and the feel of the original recordings, and then people like Lucinda Williams who definitely went a little bit left field and do very much their own thing with Fats Domino's material. Yes, the great Fats Domino has passed, and this is my way of paying tribute to one of my favourite artists from the rock and roll, rhythm and blues era, and a great piano player and singer of the New Orleans genre. So I'm taking tracks from a 2-CD collection called Goin' Home, tribute to Fats Domino. Now, sad to say, the contributions by blues artists were pretty woeful, and I'm not going to play contributions by B.B. King and Buddy Guy. They're pretty crap, really. It seems that Fats Domino's music translated very well to funk, as you might expect, coming out of New Orleans, and also to ska and reggae, because the music of New Orleans was a very big influence on the emerging styles in Jamaica. So no surprises there. But the blues artists did not do well, except for one contribution by the fabulous Los Lobos. And they turned their attention to Fats' first recording and first local rhythm and blues hit, and that was in 1949 with The Fat Man. This was actually based on an earlier New Orleans blues recording by Champion Jack Dupree. Anyway, we're going to hear what Los Lobos can do with it. Thank you. This week on Nothing But the Blues, I'm paying tribute to the Fat Man, Mr. Fats Domino. And did you spot who that was doing a fairly straightforward pop cover of Fats Domino's probably most well-known recording, Blueberry Hill? Some nice rolling piano there. Yes, it was in fact Sir Elton John, and I think he did quite a good job there. And that, as with most of the tracks on this week's show, comes from a 2-CD collection that's 10 years old, Going Home, a tribute to Fats Domino. I'm leaving some of the dodgy tracks, obviously, and there are always a few on these kind of all-star compilations, but I must say that the good stuff is definitely dominant. I think it's time that we did a little bit of biography. Fats Domino was born Antoine Dominique Domino Jr. In New Orleans on the 26th of February 1928, and he passed away just recently on the 24th of October, aged 89. So that's a good innings. During the height of his rock and roll fame between 1955 and 1960, he sold more than 65 million records. And he had 37 top 40 pop hits, but he never got a number one on the pop charts, although he got many on the rhythm and blues charts. However, white artists like Pat Boone did achieve number one positions on the pop charts with covers, lame, pathetic covers of Fats Domino's songs. But that's the way it worked back in the 1950s, in the rock and roll era. So, more about the life of Fats Domino. Fats wrote most of his own material, often in collaboration with his band leader, the fabulous Mr. Dave Bartholomew, a trumpet, great trumpet player in the style of Pops. And but Fats did cover standards like Blueberry Hill. And this next one, which was from one of his compatriots, a guy called Smiley Lewis, who was very popular in New Orleans but could not make that transition to national fame. But this is one of Smiley Lewis's songs, as done by Fats back in the day. Oh, I don't have that one ready, but I'll get it for you very soon.
Thank you. dreams, the home of various folks. That's why I just can't get New Orleans off my mind. Fun dancing and music all the time. So if you don't see me, that's where I'm gonna be. 'Cause I just can't get New Orleans off my mind. And that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, that's Irma Thomas and Marcia Ball with another great cover of a great Fats Domino tune. But here, folks, is the tune that I meant to play for you earlier. And this is the Fat Man himself with a great Smiley Lewis song, I Hear You Knockin'.
Say goodbye. Now you come back telling all those lies. I hear you knocking. What you keep coming? I hear you knocking. Go back where you've been.
Those songs were short, I tell you. A lot of them were under 2 minutes, but that's the way it was because a lot of the income that was derived from singles back in those days was from jukebox plays. And if a song was under 2 minutes, then it was just more money in the slot for somebody playing another tune. There you go. Folks, this week on Nothing But the Blues, I'm playing pretty much exclusively material by Fats Domino or tributes to Fats Domino, who passed away on the 24th of October, aged 89. This is Nothing But the Blues. You can hear it all over Australia, thanks to the Community Radio Network, in Brisbane on 4ZZZ, and on your device through the web anytime you want to by going to the 4ZZZ website. I did mention earlier that Fats Domino's material seems to work well in a funk context or even in Jamaican styles of various sorts. And just to illustrate that point, I now have Ben Harper with the Scatterlites doing Be My Guest. Now, I don't think this is 100% successful. The Scatterlites sound great. Ben Harper tends to sing across the rhythm, and I just don't think that works really well with Fats' material, but I am a fan of Ben Harper, and of course some people think he can do no wrong. So, see what you think. Paying tribute to the late Fats Domino on this week's Nothing But The Blues, and I couldn't really do much better than to go to a 10-year-old compilation called Going Home, where lots of big-name artists pay tribute to Fats Domino, and that is killer. That's how you do something different with a Fats Domino tune. And that was Lenny Kravitz with the Rebirth Brass Band featuring Trombone Shorty and three members of James Brown's JBs. You had Fred Wesley, Pee Wee Ellis, and Maceo Parker doing a great version of Whole Lotta Lovin'. Yes, indeed, that was very cool stuff. All right, we're going to go back to more sort of faithful reproductions of the original, or as close as people can get. And, you know, I don't know, there's nothing wrong with that. This is somebody who clearly loved Fats Domino's material, and we'll see if he can figure out who it is.
I want to walk you home. Please let me walk you home. I want to walk you home. Please let me walk. So good to me, ooh, ooh wee. I wish I was the lucky guy who could walk you right on down the aisle. I love the way you walk. I love to hear you talk. I love the way you walk. I love to hear you talk. I'm not trying to be smart, I'm not trying to break your heart, but if I ask you for a date, will you tell me that I'm not too late? I wanna hold your hand. Please let me hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. Yeah, please let me hold. So good to me. Ooh-wee. I saw you walking all alone. That's why I wanna walk you home. So let me walk you.
talk so good to me. Ooh-wee, I'm not trying to be smart, and I love the way you talk. I wanna hold your hand, so let me hold your hand and let me walk you home. Oh, babe, I wanna walk you home. Oh, you look so good to me, baby. All I wanna do is walk you home. Let me walk you home, baby. Yeah, we can walk, we can talk. Mm-hmm, I'm not trying to be smart. I just wanna walk you home.
Well, let me tell you, that was New Orleans royalty on piano. That was Alan Toussaint on piano. And on vocals was Paul McCartney. I did miss the horns. I really wanted to hear that great horn section. And Earl Palmer on drums would have been nice as well, but you can't have everything. But I thought that was pretty good. Coming up next is somebody who really knows how to do this stuff. But first, here's something that I learned from Wikipedia, and that is that Fats was married for 60 years, and he had 8 kids, and their names were Antoine III, Anatole, André, Antonio, Antoinette, Andrea, Enola, and Adonica. So I think there's a pattern there. I thought that was pretty interesting. Okay, like I said, here's somebody who knows how to do this stuff.
Ha!
Now, Taj Mahal had previously recorded that song with the Phantom Blues Band, but he was recorded there with the New Orleans Social Club, and that's a great version of My Girl Josephine. Well, I've got a little bit more time available than I thought, so I'm going to squeeze in one more track, and this is another example of an Englishman singing with a band composed of Louisiana musical royalty. See if you can spot who it is.
It keep raining and raining, oh, tears from my eyes. Since you've been gone, all I do is cry. Won't somebody help me? Somebody help me. Oh, can't you see that my baby don't let me? She left me reeling and rocking, walking the floor. She left.
Well, that was Mr. Led Zeppelin himself, Robert Plant, out front of Little Band of Gold with It Keeps Raining. And that just about wraps up our Fats Domino tribute on this week's Nothing But the Blues. Remember, you can hear Nothing But the Blues in Brisbane on 4ZZZ 102.1, also on Z Digital. You can then hear it on community radio stations all around Australia, thanks to the Community Radio Network. And any time that pleases you online from the 4ZZZ website, just go to the Nothing But the Blues page. I will leave you with the Fat Man himself as we say adieu to that great gentleman who whose music was so consistent over a great career. And there'll be more Nothing But the Blues next week.
So long, don't know where I'm going, but so long, you know you've done me wrong, so long, because I know I'm all gone.
why goodbye. You always make me cry. Oh, why? Why you never satisfied? Day. So long, this time I'm going to stay. Blue Monday, how I hate Blue Monday. Got to work like a slave all day. Here come Tuesday. I ain't got no time to play. Here come Wednesday, I'm beat to my side. My gal called, got to tell her that I'm out. Cause Thursday is a hard working day, and Friday I'll get my pay. Saturday morning.
Gets brighter. We'll be right back.
get you hot. I pour you drinks, find you some pot. Everybody cares if I'm not at the party. Everybody cares if I'm not.